We're going to do our traditional Easter lesson tonight. Now, those of you that are causing trouble during this time will not be able to participate in the egg hunt. All right, so Sunday, this is time to be quiet now. So Sunday we celebrated Easter. We celebrated when Jesus rose from the dead, the resurrection. So that's some of you were here and some of you were not. Maybe you went to another church or something, or maybe you had a little celebration at your house for different things. We have different kind of traditions that we do. So maybe people look for Easter eggs and things like that. So we have some special Easter eggs tonight that we're going to kind of look through. And it's going to kind of tell us a little bit of a story here. So I'm going to need some volunteers. I'm going to pick people who are trying to do the right thing and who are going to stand up here very quietly and carefully. Andrew, why don't you come first? All right, open up this egg and we'll see what's in here. It is a donkey. Hold it for everybody to see. Everybody see the donkey? All right. So this is beginning the story about a week before Jesus was crucified. He comes into Jerusalem riding on a donkey, which is something we've kind of talked about in our lessons. And so he's coming in and people are waving palm branches. And you remember what they're saying?
Hosanna.
Hosanna. That's right. Right. They're expecting great things from him, like he's kind of an important political person or something, or like he's going to maybe get rid of the Romans or something like that. So they're very excited about what maybe is going to happen. All right, stand right over there a little bit. All right, let's see who's going to be next. Peyton. Let's see what's in this one.
Money.
All right, hold it up. Show everybody. Yeah, there you go. All right, some silver coins. So maybe becomes more and more clear that maybe Jesus is not going to be that kind of a leader, or he's not talking about that kind of a kingdom, and maybe he's not going to get rid of the Romans. Some people are getting kind of upset, or maybe there's some other reasons. I don't know. At any rate, one of his very best friends decides to betray him. And so he goes to the Pharisees and the scribes, and he says, I'll show you where Jesus is if you'll give me some money. And so they gave him 30 pieces of silver. That's not a whole lot, maybe a couple hundred dollars. I don't know. It's not a ton of money. So to betray one of your best friends, that seems like not a lot of money. All right. That's what he did. All right, let's see what's next. Let's see. All right, Mason. Come on up.
No, I wasn't shouting.
Hey, it matches your shirt. All right, what's in there?
A trophy or a pot.
Like a cup?
Yeah.
I think it's a cup. Everybody, can you show everybody?
A cup.
There it is. Yeah, you can turn that off. That's fine. Right, this is a cup. So this is about that time Jesus had a last kind of supper with his disciples. They were celebrating the Passover, which is the time to celebrate when the Israelites were brought out of Egypt and God took care of them and brought them into a new place. And so they celebrated that every year. And Jesus, this is going to be the last time Jesus was going to have this meal with his disciples. And at the end of the meal, he held up this cup and some bread. He broke this bread and he said, "This is going to be my body, like a picture of my body. It's broken for you. And this cup is going to be like a picture of my blood, which is going to be shed for you." And so that was very strange for them because they didn't quite follow. They didn't understand what exactly he was talking about. But later on, they figured it out. All right, the next one. Let's see, Ashley.
praying.
All right, some praying hands. Some praying hands. So after the meal, the disciples, Jesus and the disciples, they went to a garden that they went to sometimes. And Jesus went off kind of by himself and prayed. He knew what was coming. He knew what he was going to have to do. He was going to have to go and die on the cross as a sacrifice. Kind of like that Passover lamb that was sacrificed for their meal. He was going to be him. And so he prayed and he talked to God about it. But he was willing to do it. All right, scoot down just a couple of steps, everybody. Let's see. I think this is the right one. Let's see. What do we got? How about Isaac?
Are you going shortest or tallest?
No, we're going boy, girl.
All right, hold it up so everybody can see. All right, hold it still. All right, it's a whip. So, as they were praying and as Jesus was in the garden, all of a sudden a bunch of soldiers came. Yeah, a bunch of soldiers came with torches and swords and arrested Jesus. And Judas, his friend, was leading them. And so they took Jesus and they brought him before some different people. And Jesus had not broken any laws or anything and done anything wrong. And yet the Jews convinced Pilate to punish him. And so the first step in that was to be whipped.
The real question, where did he get whipped at?
Well, yeah, it was on his back probably. Yeah, that's usually how it happened. Yeah. All right, stand over there, bud.
Is this crown?
I don't know. We'll see. What's the difference? How about Anna?
Called it.
It's a boy.
All right. You have to be quiet. You have to be quiet. All right, what is in here? It's supposed to be a rooster. All right, Isaac, do you need to get replaced? It's a rooster. All right, so, listen. We have several more eggs, and I'm looking for very quiet people to come and hold them. And very quiet people to hold them up here. Before Jesus was arrested, actually, while they were still at their table eating, Jesus said, "You know, one of you is going to betray me, and I'm going to be handed over." And Peter said, "No, I'll be arrested with you. I'd be willing to even die. I'm not going to let anybody do anything like that." And Jesus said, "Well, actually, you're going to deny me three times before the morning, before the cock crows." And so Jesus was arrested. He went to those different places. And Peter's there, and sure enough, three times he was asked, "Hey, you're one of those people with Jesus, aren't you?" And he said, "No, that's not me. I don't know him." Three times, and then sure enough, it was morning, and the rooster crowed, and he was sad about that. All right, let's see. All right, Brandon, come on up.
I bet you next is
going to
be a pterodactyl.
All right. All right, what have we got in this one?
Here comes the sword.
All right, some kind of six. This is a crown of thorns. Can everybody see it?
Yeah.
Crown of thorns, right. So, really the kind of the crime that Jesus is ultimately convicted of is for being the king of the Jews. Like that's what the Jews say. They went to the Romans and said, "Hey, he's claiming to be the king. I thought Caesar was the king, but this guy, Jesus, is claiming to be the king. He should be in trouble." And so the soldiers kind of took that as a way to sort of make fun of him. So they put this robe on him and they put this crown on his head, but it was a crown of thorns that would hurt him. And then they pretended to bow down. You can kind of see in this little picture here. They're pretending to bow down to him like he's the king. But it's pretty ironic because he was the king. They didn't even know it. They thought he was just some guy, some crazy guy, and but he really was the king. He was the creator of the universe, and he's the king of the whole world. But they were making fun of him. Alright, I can't remember your name in the back. What is it? Sarah? Okay, come on. Dude.
I forgot how to pick up.
This is your prime time here, don't we? Alright, what's this one? Alright, what's it made out of? Maybe some nails? Yep, so it's a cross made out of some nails.
That's what I had last time.
So, Jesus was condemned to die, and so he was going to be hung on a cross, with nailed up to a cross until he couldn't breathe anymore. And he had to carry it all the way up there. They did actually get somebody else to carry it part of the way because he was just about dead before he even got up there. They whipped him so much. He had to carry his own cross as far as he could. And then when they got there, then they nailed him onto it. All right, let's see. Brody.
Bruh.
Everybody take one more step that way.
He's close to the wall.
Try to stay in the same order, though, Isaac. All right, this one has a spear in it. So as Jesus was on the cross, two other people were on the cross on either side of him. And It was getting to be nighttime, and it was going to be the next day. It was going to be another Sabbath day that the Jews didn't want these bodies hanging there, and so they said to the Romans, "Break their legs so that they'll have to just suffocate and die, and we'll be done with it before it becomes the Sabbath day." And so they do that, except for when they come to Jesus, he's already dead, and he's already said, "It is finished." And so just to make sure that he's dead, they stab him in the side with a spear, and just to make absolutely sure for everybody, he is dead.
Well, what if he could be faking
it? Well, see, that's why they did the spear thing. These guys were, their whole job was to make sure people died, and if they failed, somebody like got out of there and didn't get killed, they would be executed. So they were very careful to make sure that the people they were, well, we can talk about that. All right, the next one. Let's see. All right, Ari, you can go. This one is. Oops, that's the wrong one. Somebody's. Unless I've lost my. I think. Try this one. All right, this is the one. Yes, should have changed it around a little bit. All right, this one is a linen cloth. So after he's. After he's taken off the cross, they wrapped him up in a linen cloth, and Joseph of Arimathea, one of his people who followed him, was able to take his body and bury it in a tomb that was nearby, and they sealed that tomb up, and that's what they did. That tomb? They think they have. But there's a couple of different ones they think it might be, so they're not exactly sure. All right, let's see. This one... Alright, let's see. How about Levi?
Bruh!
Let's see what you got.
I bet you next is going to be literally no one.
Alright, it's a rock. A stone.
I got another one.
So they rolled a big stone over it, and they made sure that nobody was going to be getting in there, and that's how they left it. And then when the next day, three days later, some women came and to try to see if they could maybe do something. And they, well, I'm going to pick a girl.
I don't like this.
And so it's one more egg here. All right, we'll take this lady back here. Come on.
Who is it?
What's your name? That's Reagan. All right, open this one, Reagan. This one is empty. Oh, wow, what? When the women got to the tomb, they looked in there, and there was nothing in there. He was not there anymore. And so they went, and they got Peter and John, and they looked in there, and they found They found the clothes, they found the linen clothes, like, kind of folded together, and the napkin that was on his face kind of folded together in a different place. And then they, Mary saw some angels that told her that Jesus had risen. And then she kind of turned around, and she found somebody that was maybe the gardener, but it turned out he was Jesus, and she saw him. And so then she went and told all the disciples. And Jesus was seen. He was seen by his disciples, and he was around for about 40 more days after this. And he was seen by several different groups of people. And one time he was seen by over 500 people at one time. So lots of people saw him die, and lots of people saw him alive again. And then he went back to heaven and instructed us to go and tell this story to as many people as we can. So that's what we're doing. All right, let's go back through, and we're gonna here, you hold this and stand right over there. We're going to go back through and see what we got. We've got first is what? Hold up your little thing. Got the donkey. Then we got the coins, the cup, the praying hands, the whip, the rooster. What do we got? The crown, nice. The cross, the spear, the linen, and the rock, sir. Don't steal my rock. And nothing at all, right? All right. All right. Very good. Thank you, helpers. All right, bring your eggs over here, and we're going to put them back in here.
Man, it feels good to be up here.
Yeah.
Yes.
I know. So a lot of people didn't get a turn, but you know what? We're going to do our Easter egg hunt, and you're going to get a lot of eggs there, and there's going to be candy in them, okay? I'm sorry about that. All right. All right, so we're going to bow our heads, we're going to pray, and then I'll have some important instructions for you. Ready? Let's pray. Father, we thank you for the time that we've had to share this important story, perhaps the most important story in the whole world, about what happened to Jesus, what he was doing. He was willing to die on the cross to pay for our sins. So if we trust him, we can have our sins forgiven, we can be a part of God's kingdom, and ultimately we can share in the resurrection that Jesus experienced. So that's the promise for Christians, is that we will have a resurrection too and not stay dead. And we don't have to worry about death. We don't have to fear it because of what you've done for us. And so help us to understand that and help us to love you and to have that message in our hearts tonight. In Jesus' name, amen.